Right, so it's 7:05 in the morning, the bag's packed, I'm sitting in the car, ready to drive down to Kent for a day of storytelling. Fingers crossed there's not too much snow on the road this morning. It's 8:45 and I've arrived at Parkway Primary School in Maidstone. I better get my skates on because I'm going to be seeing some children to tell some stories in about 15 minutes. Right, so we're in the gold room of Parkway Primary School in Maidstone, and what I've done is I've set up for the workshop. I've put out some hats and some wigs and some small props and musical instruments that I'm going to be using in the session this morning. I'm just waiting for the children, so I thought I'd explain a little bit more about National Storytelling Week and what I do. I'm a professional storyteller and I visit schools, museums, libraries, literature festivals up and down the country. And as part of National Storytelling Week, there are events and activities happening all over the country, including here in Kent. National Storytelling Week is incredibly important because it raises the profile of storytellers and storytelling around the country. You see, if I were to talk to you about stories, the chances are that you would think of a book or maybe a film, rather than the ancient art of coming together as a group and listening to someone tell a tale. Storytelling is incredibly accessible as an art form. It doesn't cost any money to tell a story. It doesn't matter how old you are, doesn't matter what your background is, everyone has a story to share. And through organisations like the Society of Storytellers, it's possible to get involved in storytelling clubs in the region. You can go along, have some fun, and have a platform where you can tell a story or have a story heard in front of a live audience. I've been working as a storyteller in Kent for many years now, and I'm always struck by the enthusiasm in the county for stories. You see, storytelling is a massive part of Kent's history. There are loads of fantastic storytellers that live in the area, and I'd recommend anybody to get along to a local library or a bookshop and find some Kentish folk tales. They are truly marvellous. You see, National Storytelling Week isn't just important in terms of promoting storytelling, or it's actually important in terms of promoting the stories themselves. You see, during National Storytelling Week, we have the perfect excuse to celebrate what life is like and the traditions in the county of Kent. Let's see how we get on this morning, shall we?
Very naughty! What was it?
Very naughty!
Goldilocks tasted the first bowl of porridge, but it was too hot. What was it? It was too hot. Goldilocks tasted the second bowl.
So we've just done our session at Parkway Primary School in Maidstone. I've got two of the children with me who took part. I've got Sophie.
Hello.
And I've got Lucy.
Hello.
So Sophie, do you enjoy the story today?
Yeah.
What did you like about it?
I liked it all, but I liked being one of the people in it.
Brilliant. And did you enjoy the storytelling?
Yes.
What did you like about it?
I liked all of it.
Thank you very much. Do you like stories?
Yeah.
What do you like about stories?
That you can imagine that you're in the story and that you can make up your pictures. And then if you make up your pictures, you can imagine that you're one of the people in the pictures.
Do you have a favourite story?
Yes.
What is it?
Diary of the Wimpy Kid.
And is there anything that you like about stories?
That it kind of inspires me to really get into the habit of reading all sorts of stories.
Thank you.
My name is Charlotte Beamish and I'm the Year 2 teacher. I'm Key Stage 1 leader at Parkway Primary School.
This morning your class took part in a storytelling session. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, it was brilliant. The children absolutely adored it. They got so involved. It was fantastic.
What do you see as the importance of storytelling in schools?
I think stories are sort of taking a back seat recently with technology becoming so forefront in all of children's lives. So storytelling in school gives them that opportunity to really immerse themselves in a story and build on their imagination. And that helps them with everything. It encourages them to read more. it builds on their imagination, and then you can really see them outside taking that and using it in their playing and encouraging them to build on their own experiences. I think it's fantastic.
What do you see as the benefit of bringing a storyteller into school?
It's an experience that a lot of them won't have had. And bringing it into school, it's a safe environment that they're used to. It's something new to them, so it's exciting. And it gives them that extra bit of excitement in the day.
So that's the end of my visit to Parkway Primary School in Maidstone. I've had a fantastic morning at school, meeting the children and working with a supportive group of teachers. It's been really brilliant to see how the children got into the sessions in their own ways. And I can't wait for this afternoon, where I'll be working at Knockhall Primary School in Greenhithe, where we'll be sharing stories with another group of children. But for now, I've got a dash. Thanks for listening.